T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eric Hagman stuck around for a second. Eric, Jim Rutherford does a show on a Penguins radio network and blasted his team yesterday. He said doesn't like the effort, doesn't like the work ethic, doesn't like other than the top 3 or 4 guys are doing, questioned the goaltending, promised his changes if things don't improve quickly. Now, I thought they did improve last night. His interview was before the game. Is Rutherford panicking a little too soon here, do you think? Or he's just threatening. He hasn't actually made moves yet.
If you recall, he threatened last year, too. Remember?
I don't.
Yeah, he made comments about maybe it's time to tear this team apart a little bit and guys getting complacent. So he's brought that back up again. You know, he's under pressure. A lot of it is probably self-imposed because he knows what kind of team he has and he sees what's happening around the league. You've got a lot of really good young teams on the rise. This team has probably peaked. It doesn't mean it isn't capable of competing for a cup and perhaps winning another. But, you know, older players, and, you know, he's tempted. He's always tempted to make moves, I think. He's that type of a GM. He doesn't like to stand pat. But, you know, you've got to be reluctant, too, because you certainly don't want to dismantle this team and just blow it up after 4 or 5 games.
He channeled Michael Therrien last night, but and these players are telling me now is the time to do something.
Yeah, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. We know that. He is that type of a manager, and I think he's got to be super frustrated after he watched how well they played for a week, and then they come home and they just stink up the joint. Again, what you said last night, that may have been
I thought it was their best game.
As good as maybe since the
California trip.
Yeah, the Toronto game when they, you know.
The Western Canada
trip. When they shut out the Maple Leafs, you know, that game kind of seems to be a barometer. I just wonder, you know, you go back to that Calgary game that they won 9-1, and everything came so easy that night. Did they get into some bad habits? Did that in the end, you know, these guys start, we can turn it on whenever we want. You know, you've got guys who've been playing in this league for 13, 14 years, and they've had tremendous success.
Right.
Hard to get motivated.
In November, October, yeah. November. One last thing, I know you got to go. They got to do something with Sprong here, don't they?
Yeah.
What do they do with him? He was scratched last night.
I think what they do is they trade him, and then they cross their fingers, hold their breath that he doesn't become Marcus Naslin. You know, because you and I go back to that era when Naslin had all this offensive ability, just never seemed to fit in here, and then he goes to Vancouver and just has tremendous season after tremendous season.
All right, Eric, thank you. We'll look forward to your 11 o'clock update. After Eric's 11 o'clock update, Chris Hoke will join me in studio to talk Steelers, Panthers. We got a lot of football talk coming, but the Penguins game last night, the Malkin hit, thrown out of the game. Are you okay with that? And how about Rutherford's just blasting away at his team? 412-928-9370, getting your reaction to that. Let's start with, we've got a couple Jims on the line. Jim number one. Hey, Jim, go for it. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Ron?
I'm good, Jim. Thanks.
Hey, Ron, my question is around Sprong. I mean, he's really, you know, getting a little bit of a beating out there, and I got to tell you, he's an extreme talent. I mean, look what he did at Wilkes-Barre in the minors prior to, and I think he's had a short leash from day one. And what I mean by that is Simone is, you know, looking last year, and he got every opportunity after opportunity, and it's paying it off this year, which he's having a great year. So why is it with Sprong that he doesn't get that latitude?
I can answer that question for you real easily, Jim. The coaching staff doesn't like his game. They don't feel comfortable putting him out there in close games in big situations. They scratched him last night. They played him 3 or 4 minutes in a game. I get what you're saying. But it's pretty clear they like Simone's game a lot more than they like Sprong's game. And I think they like it a lot less than the GM does, because Rutherford has said Sprong would be a top 6 guy this year. And the coaches just, they don't like his game. And I mean, what are you going to do? If the coaches don't like your game, they're not going to play it. That's why I'm wondering if it isn't time to make some kind of move with them.
Well, you know, to that point, Ron, he had a flash, right, when they put him with Malkin, and he had that beautiful pass that he tipped in from Sprong. And there could be some chemistry there, but we'll never know, because he'll never have this kid will never get the chance in Pittsburgh. You know, they want him to be this back-checking player in the corner, feisty, and he's not that. He's not a fourth-line player.
No, he isn't.
Played a kid in the top six, and if not the top six, the top nine. Put him with the Bersaudo when he comes back. Let's see how it's.
Well, your phone's dying on me there, Jim. Thank you for the call. I get your point. I would like to see Sprong get more of an opportunity. You know, he has rust on the top line last night. Rust hasn't done anything for me this year. Simone's okay, but, I mean, I'd love to see Sprong play with Sid a little bit. Or Malkin. It's just not happening right now. Let's go to our second Jim. He's up. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm not a season ticket holder, but I go to a fair amount of games, and I was at that game a couple of years ago whenever the Penguins played Chicago, and then they ended up cutting Dan Bylsma loose, right? And then I was at the game on Saturday whenever the Penguins played Toronto, and those games kind of had the same feel. You know, and I'm not saying to fire anybody or whatever, but people were talking about, is it too soon to get, you know, all up in arms about what's going on and, you know, whatever. I mean, something needed to change. Something needs to change. And I think whatever they're doing now to try to shake this up is the right thing. I mean, a five-game losing streak is pretty serious.
Did you think they played better last night, Jim? I thought they played a real strong game.
Oh, absolutely. They played better last night, and they probably even they deserved to win that game. But you know what happens when you're on these losing streaks? Goofy stuff happens, and it was just typical of what happens when those things are going on like that. But I just, it has the same, if not a worse feel than you know, a couple years ago. And I think it's certainly, you know, what they're doing and what Jim Rutherford said, it needed to be said, and it needs to continue to be said.
Jim, real quickly, what did you think of the Malkin hit?
You know, obviously he did it, and he did it with a little bit of malice. I agree with the one caller who called in earlier and said that, you know, he really didn't initiate it, but he did it, and he deserved to be suspended from the game.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Let's finish up this hour with Neil. He's up. He wants to talk about Jim Rutherford. Hey, Neil, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Rutherford. I think, honestly, he is, you know, he's jumping the gun right now, and I think he is jumping the gun because of what moves he has made here over the last several seasons. He has made this team slow. I mean, obviously, this is a copycat league, and look what's going on right now. Everybody copycatted the Penguins' philosophy, and everybody's gotten fast, and we have actually gotten progressively slower over the last couple of years. Look, they brought back Matt Cohen. Look at Jack Johnson. They brought in slow. I mean, you're talking about guys that, you know, obviously some of them passed their prime, some of them didn't really have much of a prime. So, you know, I think he's jumping the gun here a little bit, and I think the onus is really on him more than the players right now. I think he's just, you know, going off base a little bit.
All right. I appreciate it, Neil. He certainly went off out of character, because he always speaks his mind. But, man, it's as strong as some statements a GM I can remember making about his team in season like that. All right. Chris Hoke will be in the building momentarily. It's time to switch it. We'll get back into some Penguins talk, because it is a big story. But the next hour, Chris Hoke will join me in studio. We'll get you set for tonight's Steelers-Panthers game. I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to be a beautiful night at the stadium. Maybe a little chilly, but hey, it's November. It's supposed to be a little chilly. Should be a great night, a matchup between two very good teams. One, the Steelers could really help themselves by a game they could really help themselves by winning. Chris Hoke is next. We'll be right back. It's the Cook and Joe Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.